This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Oh, hi, hey, and hello again. How are you today? Beautiful day. This is Wednesday, the 14th of March, and another spring-type day. I mean, going to be up near 80 degrees today. Yesterday was gorgeous. Today is going to be equally beautiful here in the heart of Tennessee. And we welcome all of you here to the TSSAA Boys State Basketball Tournament. Sincerely, it is great to have you in the community, the place that we call home, and hope you look around and while you're here, check out some of the attractions, whether it be Oakland's Historic House Museum, the Sam Davis Home in Smyrna, of course the Stones River Battlefield, and so many, many places to see right here in the right immediate area. In fact, what you may want to do is go over to the Chamber of Commerce if you're visiting here for the basketball tournaments. Go over to the Chamber of Commerce, take a look at that visitor's room, the Tourist Information Center, the store, because they have all sorts of information about places to see and things to do right here in our community. So enjoy yourself while you're here and come back and see us again often. Well, Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg was scheduled to be with us this morning. Something must have come up because I'm just the only one here. So it's you and me this morning. And if you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call, 893-1450. 893-1450. It could be the basketball tournaments, the boys' state basketball tournaments that get underway today. It could be something that's concerning you on the roads or things of that sort. Call us, 893-1450. What is on your mind? And this weather is gorgeous. Yesterday was phenomenal. I mean, it was just a great day to be outside. Have any of you tried some of the fishing around the area? I mean, this is a great day to do anything outside. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Who won the birthday cake?
The birthday cake. Let's see. That person is C.J. Wright. C.J. Wright. All righty. That was an easy question. C.J. Wright won the birthday cake. 893-1450. Do you have a harder question? 893-1450 is our number. Also, if you have something that is concerning you with the roads, maybe a pothole in the road, something like that, we're always happy to put that information out and get it to the proper authorities to get something done about it. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I am wonderful under the beautiful blue skies.
Isn't it gorgeous out there?
Oh, yes. Wonderful day to go out and play tennis or be stuck in a traffic jam.
It's a good day for everything.
Coming in from South Church Street there, I believe there was an accident up there somewhere around Warrior Drive, and that's what's causing the delay.
Well,
but
I hope everybody's
the blue
okay.
Sky.
Yeah, isn't it gorgeous out there? We'll be seeing some hummingbirds, I guess, soon.
Yes, we probably will, and maybe some bluebird scouts.
All right. I'm ready for that.
Well, you have a blessed day, Bart.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. I was out the other day in the place where I was. They were mowing their yard. It was a business. They were mowing their yard, and along with that warm temperature, the smell of fresh mown grass. Just made you feel like spring is here. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. I just want to let someone know I took a chance and set out some tomato plants yesterday. So
did you?
Maybe in a couple of months I'll let you know how they were doing.
Well, what kind did you put out?
I put out some better boys.
All right. Yeah, those are great. Now, I guess you probably need to be ready to cover them up if something should happen weather-wise.
I got directions from the number one person how to do that.
Well, what'd they say to do? Because there may be somebody else who wants to try that.
Well, she told me to be sure to, if the frost is going to come, to put something over them. Probably will put a sheet over them. Uh-huh. I just set out three plants as experimental this early in the season.
So you should be getting tomatoes. Let's see, this is March, April, May, June, maybe early June sometime.
Well, I've always told her that the plants do not really begin to grow till the weather really get warm, but that 70 degrees just had me out doing things in the grass.
Well, I don't blame you. It has been beautiful. Have you had good luck with the Better Boys in years past?
We have.
All righty. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, and good luck to you. Keep us informed on how it's going.
Will do, Bart.
Take care.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Friends talking to friends, that's what it's all about. He's putting out his tomatoes. I tell you, my granddaughter is and grandson, they're both spending the night with us last night and tonight, and she was reading a book on tomatoes, so it's interesting he called, and of course, she's in the second grade, and it had all sorts of uses of tomatoes. Of course, it was just trying to give the child an opportunity to read something, but it was interesting to hear about it and to hear her read it, too. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Bart?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
Hey, man, I just wanted to let the neighborhood know we need some nosy neighbors to step up to the plate out there with all these break-ins going on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we need to get more of those crime watch, neighborhood watches set up, too. That's what that's all about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've got a lot of crime going on in the area, and just it's all over Rutherford County and just in different areas. They just wanted to let everybody know out there's got their ears on the radio listening to step up to the plate. If you see something suspicious, don't be scared to confront it and go ask questions.
Have you set up one of those neighborhood watches in your community?
Yes, sir. Well, there's one right down the road that I go to.
Oh, okay. Very good. Do they meet often? Because I think that's probably one of the strongest programs around.
Yes, sir. But, yeah, they meet pretty often, but I've also learned, too, that the criminals got people on the inside of them that sit there and listen to the information that's going on.
Hmm. Well, the good idea, though, to have neighbors alert and looking out for your neighbors. That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling. That brings up a really good point. And in addition to helping protect your home and property and things of that sort, with the Neighborhood Watch programs, you also get to know your neighbors. Yeah. How many times have you looked outside and you've seen a car that you didn't remember seeing at their house before? And maybe it was parked out in the street or something like that, and you were just curious as to what it was. Well, it's better to be a neighbor that is curious and a neighbor who wants to help protect your neighbor's property. It's better to be that kind of neighbor than to say, oh, I guess it must be just a visitor and not do anything, and then find out later it was someone breaking into their home. I mean, what is it? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You would like for them to help you protect your home, too. So let's help each other. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm scared. Because I don't know if you
put your hand.
Check it out, Mark.
Put
your darn if you do and darn if you don't.
Now, Casey, calm down.
All right.
Put your hand on the radio.
That's right.
You feel the warmth coming out.
Well, you know, I've watched the news, and do you see what this lady was getting beat up, and the gentleman went to her rescue?
Oh, it's scary.
And he went to jail. The man was arrested.
You know, those things do happen, and they happened, the guy in Nashville several years ago.
Yeah.
Over there at a car lot, I think it was over off of Murfreesboro Road. Somebody had broken into a beauty shop or something, and he was at the car lot.
Beauty shop.
Yeah, and he shot the person, and I think he had to go to court.
Yeah, and well, this guy was arrested for trying to. Well, he said he heard the woman screaming, and some old neighbors were talking about it. But after he finally shot the doorknob off, and tried to get in there and help her. Well, he was arrested too. So what do you do, Bart?
Well, you do what's right and hope that everybody else agrees. I mean, wouldn't you hate to go through life knowing that you didn't do anything? I mean, that's what's wrong with our whole world.
That's what the guy said, you know. He said he wouldn't be able to live with himself knowing that, what if this woman had been killed?
Yeah.
And he heard all this, and, you know, and we were watching something on TV, too, and something was going on, and people just walking by like it wasn't nothing even happening.
I don't want to get involved in that. Might get sued.
Yeah. You know? So, I don't know, boy. You know, we went over there and tried to help Iran and Iraq, and now they tell us to get out because some kind of way, I think some soldiers shot them. People, you know what I mean? But look how much we've done for these people, and when something happened, they're the first thing ready to run us out. You know what I mean?
Well, I think we just need to, first of all, be logical when we come across something. If we see somebody who's in need of help or hear about somebody who needs help, react to them, try to help, and just hope that the court systems and all of the authorities react in a logical way as well. I think if you're here in Rutherford County, you're not going to have those problems. Those are... I think we've got a pretty level-headed group of folks here.
That makes a difference.
Oh, it does. Well, yeah. You know, that's a community.
Mm-hmm.
And the others are just, I don't know. If you don't have that community, you don't have a whole lot of caring spirit.
That's true. Well, America needs that all over again.
We do.
The entire country needs that. It makes a big difference.
What would it take? What do you think could be done to bring that about?
Oh, we discuss this all the time, Bart.
Well, one thing, refresh my memory.
It's like we tell people, be all you can be.
Yeah.
Be the greatest you can be. Well, when they go to school and graduate, they find out they're $25,000, $30,000 worth of debt. But you done told them to go out there and be the best thing be, and we want everybody to go to school and get an education. Everybody don't have $50,000 and $60,000 to pay for school. You see what I'm coming from?
And everybody doesn't need the same education because, I mean, you hear about we have an excess number of these people and we need some more of those quickly, and then they go out and they rush and they get a whole bunch of those people educated to do this, and then suddenly they're laying off people in that area because they've got too many.
That's right.
So do something you really want to do. Everybody doesn't want to do the same thing.
I agree with that, too. because they say if you get a job that you don't like, you're really double working.
Oh,
because
man.
Because it works with you mentally, and you know, don't ever have a job you don't like.
You need to be able to say, I've never worked a day in my life because I love doing what I'm doing so much.
There you go.
And that's you. I mean, I know you enjoy playing the guitar.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that's it.
And you know, you look at it as a job.
Yeah.
That's true right there.
So if everybody would do that and not worrying about, you know, do I need to go to college? Do I need to go to trade school? What do I need to do? I do think you need to finish high school.
But yeah, definitely. But you know what, bring back to another thing. We get in this mode of, We worry about what people gonna say about us. Are we always trying to be like somebody else? You know what I mean?
Yeah, be yourself.
There you go.
You know, and Casey, I know you believe that, and you are yourself. So if people could just do as you do, be yourself, be natural.
That's it.
And if you see somebody in need,
right,
go help them.
That goes back to what we are founded on. We say we're honest and we're going to be of God and godliness. That's all we have to do. If you get that enough Jesus in you, you can be yourself.
You know, you're right.
Amen, somebody.
You have a good day.
Have a good one. All right.
Take care of yourself.
All right.
Bye-bye. 893-1450. Do you have a thought? We'll be right back. 893-1450. You and me, chatting. Just friends talking to friends. That's what it's all about.
Don't you make me wait here and walk the shore alone and only think about you and kiss you on the phone.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. We are WGNS Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro is an official dealer for the Mustang Roush.
Roush, the art of performance engineering.
Ford of Murfreesboro is now your Roush performance dealer. Visit their showroom at 1550 Northwest Broad Street today at the intersection of Broad and Northfield. Come test drive one and take home a new 540 horsepower 2012 Stage 3 Mustang from Roush. Available at Ford of Murfreesboro today. The Ford Mustang Roush at Ford of Murfreesboro.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it. It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots. Family Staffing Solutions.
They have made me feel like I am truly someone to them, and that means a lot.
Stay independent at home, in charge.
I've never seen anything in my life that has been more outstanding than this company.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not. 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. Still a couple of accidents on the south side causing some problems for us. This is I-65 northbound. It's at the Wedgewood Avenue exit on the south side. I-24 westbound at the Hickory Hollow Parkway exit. Still lots of congestion in Murfreesboro. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, backing things up considerably. Get a $49 introductory massage at Massage Envy today. Gift cards available for any occasion. Massage Envy, Cool Springs, Bellevue, Brentwood, and Green Hills. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. We're going to go back and take some more calls in just a second. Right now, let's check the weather forecast brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll have plenty of sunshine as we head throughout your Wednesday. Temperatures today will be in the low 80s. We'll have a south-southwest wind between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 54.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, WGNS, Murfreesboro. We cover Rutherford County. ABC News covers the world.
But some things you just don't question. Like in your eyes, I see my future in an instant. And there it goes, I think I found my best friend. I know that it might sound more than a little.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, an open line today, 893-1450. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to say I'm very proud of the Raiders, the ladies and the men, and hope that fans will get out and travel with them as the ladies go up to Vanderbilt and the men will be going to UT. And hey, come on, fans, let's support them.
Absolutely. Let's go Big Blue. Let's give them some support. Very good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We need that. We need to encourage everybody to get out there and support our Blue Raiders. 893-1450. That's the number to call. Maybe you have a shout-out you'd like to make to the Blue Raiders as well. 893-1450, the Blackman Blaze, too. Shout-out to them. And welcome to the community, all of you here, for the Boys State Basketball Tournament. That gets underway this morning, 10 o'clock over at Murphy Center. And our hats off to MTSU. They just really continue to do so much to make this community a positive area in which to live. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Well, hi there.
Hi. I have a question.
Okay.
Regarding the Blue Raiders. I was wondering if anybody knows if there's a bus maybe leaving Murfreesboro going to Nashville on Sunday or going to UT whenever that game is going to be.
Okay, well, hopefully somebody will let us know. And the Blue Raider Athletic Association probably would have one of those. Let me see if I can, I'll see if I can find some information. There's a phone number, 1-888-YES-MTSU, and they probably would know, but I'll see if I can find you a better number.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right.
Is anyone out there knowledgeable on that subject? Is there a bus going to either of the Blue Raider games? 893-1450. 893-1450. Somebody is bound to know that. Or you could call the 1-888-YES-MTSU and find that out. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you would like to join us in conversation, give us a call if you have some answers to those questions. Give us a call, too, 893-1450. You know, I just put in a Google of BRAA. There are a lot of BRAAs. Baton Rouge Apartment Association? Okay. That one I never thought about. 893-1450 is our number. And we're talking about, when we say BRA, the Blue Raider Athletic Association. Not anything to do with Baton Rouge and apartments, no. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Bart, I will tell you there is a bus going to Vanderbilt. You can call the Blue Raider Athletic Association at 898-2210. They are taking a bus to Vanderbilt. I don't know about Tennessee because we don't know what day we're going to be playing Tennessee yet. That will come out today on GoBlueRaiders.com. Sometime this morning we'll be finding out what time we play the Volunteers in Knoxville. But there is a bus going to Vanderbilt Sunday afternoon. Give them a call, 898-2210.
Okay. Are you going to take it yourself? Okay, but 898-2210, so if you want to find out more about that bus going to Vanderbilt on Sunday, 898-2210. As of yet, since the time for the game in Knoxville hasn't been released yet, we'll have to wait on that one. It's hard to have a bus go somewhere when you don't know exactly when it has to go. Okay. So if you're wanting to go to Vandy and take the bus, 898-2210. Our number is 893-1450 if you have a question or a comment. Man, we're so proud of the Blue Raiders and all that they continue to do. Proud also of the high school teams who continue to excel. We've had a great season in sports. You know, that's one of the things this whole community is so great with. So involved in sports, and sports, especially with our elementary and high school students, that teaches teamwork and really develops leaders for the futures. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing just fine.
Good. You? Doing fine. Thank you.
I hadn't heard much about the election going on, fixing to come up, and I just want to let people rush for another that City Council's coming up. We got a bunch of good people running and a bunch of new people running and ready to go out and vote.
That's right. And, you know, that's one thing good about local elections. They are more nonpartisan than other elections. They're not looking at, is this person a Democrat? Is this person a Republican? Is this person an independent? Are they, this or that? They're looking at the individual person. And that's what it should be. I mean, we're looking at, are they going to be able to do a good job for this community? Very definitely. Thank you for reminding us about that. You have a nice day. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our phone number. 893-1450. Let me ask you, are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? If you need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees, but you can't reach the top of that big tree with your sprayer, Bonide has the answer. The annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control kills tree and shrub damaging insects from the inside out. That's right. One easy application kills most insects, including the leaf miners and borers. And an early spring application prevents insect infestations for up to a full year. That's right, a full year. No spraying, no ladders, no mess. Just to mix it up as you have the directions there. Using a bucket or a watering can, you pour it at the base of the tree or shrub. The systemic insecticide is absorbed throughout the roots and travels throughout the entire plant. It will not wash off. Now that's good news. Available in quart and gallon size concentrate, Bonide's annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control is available right now at the Co-op Farm and Home Center. You know where that is, over on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church, the Co-op. Head over, they have it. Also, our buddies at Martin's Home and Garden, they have this Bonide special treatment plant. They have it at Martin's, and that's on Broad, right across from Demas Restaurant. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing fine, Bart. How you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, you were talking about the teams around in Rutherford County and the schools and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to give two thumbs up to Bible Church Academy out there on Braderville Pike. They went to it's a private Christian school.
Uh-huh.
They went to a regional basketball tournament in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and placed second in the regionals.
Wow.
And I just want to give two thumbs ups out there for the Bible Church Academy.
Way to go. Congratulations to you. That is fantastic. Anytime we hear of youngsters excelling, that is great news, and our hats off to them. Thank you for sharing that. You have a great day. Bye-bye. 893-1450. And if you have some cheers that you want to send out about somebody that's really doing some great things, like those youngsters who excelled, let's pat them on the back. Call us. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. And we had a call earlier today, a totally different subject. A man had put out his tomatoes early, and he's going to be keeping us informed on those. I know some of you have already gotten your vegetable gardens going. Cool season vegetables, not quite as bold perhaps as the tomatoes yet. But how is your vegetable garden growing so far? We've had a very mild winter, and that's putting it mildly. Now, we're still in winter, and the high today should be near 80 degrees. It was up in the upper 70s yesterday. Spring is definitely, I think it feels like it's here. Of course, I guess we could probably be fooled with that. I have remembered sometimes some really big snows in March, but I'm not sure I remember any snows in March after having weather like we have had. That would be the big thing. And I wonder, though, is weather like this conducive to some pretty severe storms in the springtime? We've certainly had some of those where you have a lot of rain, flooding, high winds, things of that sort. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have a question or a comment you'd like to make this morning, give us a call. 893-1450. Maybe there's a pothole that needs to be repaired, or maybe a traffic problem that's concerning you. 893-1450. That's the number to call. And, of course, we could... I don't know that talking about it's going to do anything, because I think the minds are pretty well made up. And that is the bridge over Broad that will ultimately connect the Old Fort Parkway to Memorial. And the reason I say I think that's already a done deal, the state has purchased the land all along the route where that bridge will go. And that will, I'm sure, once it's completed, we will be happy that it's there, and everybody will move much more easily across that roadway with less congestion. And we'll probably look back and say, how did we get along without that? We won't remember the trying times before, but there will be businesses who are right there at the foot of that bridge that's going to be built that you won't be able to see any longer. I mean, the bridge will be over them, and that's not good for business. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Very well. I was calling to see if you knew what the big tower with the crane on it right behind Haynes Brothers and near the railroad tracks, if you knew what that was.
That obviously is a cell phone tower, but it looks like it has... the construction of it just has stopped, it looks like.
Yeah, well, it doesn't look, we were walking down the Greenway because it's right close to there, and we walked up to it, and the tower part itself is hollow, and there's a ladder up the middle of it, so it doesn't really look like a cell phone tower.
Well, sometimes they put those antennas inside, and they do that to make them less, I guess, obnoxious looking, but the thing is, painted OSHA orange and white.
Yeah, I mean, they could have at least gone with the home team colors and done it blue and white.
Well, I think, and I don't know how tall it is. If something is taller than 200 feet, that's when they have to have colors and lights on them.
Well, we walked down to the base of it, and there's a concrete footer with a bunch of rebar and two big water mains coming up at the bottom of it. So we thought it was another water tower or something that they were building.
I don't know. Maybe, and we're going to, I'll tell you what, I will find out, and we'll do a story on that.
All right, send it out on your Facebook and Twitter so I'll know what it is.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
You have a great day. Bye-bye. And maybe there's somebody listening who knows. I have been curious myself. It looks a lot like a cell phone tower, the tubular kinds, as opposed to the tower type. And a lot of them put the antennas inside the tube, so you don't see the antennas. Now, if it had been left unpainted, it wouldn't stand out like a sore thumb. But when you paint it in rings of OSHA orange and white, and those rings, the bars on them, are not the normal width of color bars that I've seen in other places. So I'm not sure, and I don't think the city would put a water tank there and put in, make it OSHA orange and white. That's more like a tower. That's what they would do. Although anything less than 200 feet does not, unless it's right by the airport, and that's not, does not require the painting nor the lights. And if you use strobe lights, and the reason I happen to know this, people are saying, well, why does he know this? It's the same rules that apply to radio towers. So if you use strobe lights, the white lights that are blinking in the daytime, which have to be red at night, red colored at night, but they could blink white in the daytime, you don't have to paint them at all, which makes the tower or structure blend into the neighborhood a whole lot more easily as opposed to the OSHA orange and white. And it makes them, more user-friendly, I guess you could say. I don't know. We'll find out. 893-1450. And if you know what that structure is, give us a call. But whatever it is, it looks like they want to work with gusto on it, getting it up to that point, and then suddenly stopped. I don't know. Don't know whether a permit was pulled on them or what the problem might be. Concern from people around it? I don't know. 893-1450 is our number. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call. Right now, I want to say good morning to our friends over there at Southeastern Tire, Sean Brown and everybody. That's a family business. And we've known Sean since he was a kid. Now, that sounds strange. But he grew up right here in the area. What a nice young man. He and his family have Southeastern Tire. They own the operated. And he started out working there and just has progressed on and on and on and was able to purchase the business and keep that family tradition alive.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
WeatherEye.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
We'll have plenty of sunshine as we head throughout your Wednesday. Temperatures today will be in the low 80s. We'll have a south-southwest wind between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 54.
Broadcasting to every nook and cranny of Rutherford County's 618 square miles. FM 100.5, 101.9, and AM 1450.
Welcome back. A lot going on in the community. I want to say welcome to the community to all of you here for the TSSAA Boys State Basketball Tournaments. They get underway this morning at 10 o'clock over at Murphy Stadium, the glass house over there, Murphy Center. Welcome to our community. Hope all of you enjoy your stay here and that you'll come back and visit again real soon. What an honor to have you here. 893-1450 is the phone number, and the AARP Tax Aid Service, that continues at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. This is for persons age 60-plus who have a total household family income, of $50,000 per year or less. Now, that's for persons age 60-plus, and that's over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. But with the same qualifications, they're offering it to any age. And that is with our friends over at the Greenhouse Ministries on Spring Street. So both age groups are being served. And this reminder, and this day has passed, well, actually it hasn't passed. Tomorrow is the day they start mowing over at the Evergreen Cemetery. And we'd like to remind you once again that the Evergreen Cemetery Commission is asking you to remove any floral arrangements, things of that sort that are around the grave sites before tomorrow. Tomorrow is when they officially begin the mowing and weed eating at our city cemetery. Saddles and floral arrangements in permanent mounted vases will not be removed unless they are faded and unsightly. And if you have any questions, let me give you the number to call. It is 893-5641. 893-5641. And earlier this morning, we had some calls about, is there going to be a bus to the Blue Raider game at Vanderbilt? Yes, there will be a bus on Sunday. And if you'd like to be a part of that, the number to call right now for information, 898-2210. 898-2210. No word yet on the bus to Knoxville for that Blue Raider game. And the reason there's no word yet, we don't know what time the game is. So stand by. We will keep you informed on that. 893-1450. We have a few minutes left in the program, so if there's a shout-out that you'd like to make or a comment you'd like to make, give us a call. 893-1450. 893-1450. Do want to remind you that there's going to be a wellness fair tomorrow. Now, this is really a special wellness fair. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning until 1:30 tomorrow afternoon over at the Lane Agripark. Middle Tennessee Medical Center's Mobile Health Unit, along with the Susan G. Komen Mobile Mammography Unit, will be there. And that'll be from 9 in the morning until 1:30 tomorrow. And that's at the Lane Agripark, 315 John Rice Boulevard. You need to let them know you're coming. It is free, but you need to let them know you're coming. Call Pat Whitaker at 898-7710. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing good, Bart. Good to talk to you, sir.
Good to talk with you.
Just wanted to tell you we have been following on Facebook about your newest grandchild, and it's just such a miracle.
She's 8. Right at 18 pounds now, from starting at just a little over 1 pound.
My Lord Jesus, what a miracle.
It is.
Just, I keep seeing pictures that y'all are posting and all and on there, and it's just beautiful. I wanted to let you know, sir, all the prayers absolutely worked, and it looks like it's just going to be such a good thing for y'all. It's just beautiful.
Oh, I tell you, she is a blessing to all of us. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Bart, how do you pronounce it? Is it Eloise or is it Eloise?
Eloise.
Eloise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's good to hear from you.
Good to talk with you. You have a great day.
Okay, Bart.
Bye-bye. And she's starting to crawl now. Yeah, she is. And, in fact, I'm going to see her later on this afternoon. You talk about loving a child. I have wonderful grandchildren, and it's good to be with all of them. I have 3 grandchildren. Where did the time go this morning? I tell you, it seems like we just got started talking over the back fence, so to speak, with each other, and the time has already slipped away. It has been great. We thank you for joining us. I do want to remind you of two more things that we haven't talked about, and there are going to be a dozen more things we haven't talked about, but that's what happens when friends are getting together. Steel Magnolias, great production, gets underway Thursday. That's tomorrow. At the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. Thursday. Yeah, Steel Magnolias. Thursday, Friday, none on Saturday. You're saying, why? Saturday is the Borough Bash at the Center for the Arts. Yeah, the Borough Bash. Dinner, the music of Music City Swing, big band music, and that's in the big tent in front of the Center for the Arts. It's their annual fundraiser, and they close off College Street. That is a sight to behold. That tent is a sight to behold. I mean, it's the size of the whole street there. Both lanes of the street covered by tents, the whole area there. Huge. What a neat event that is. That's Saturday night. The reception starts at 6, dinner at 7, the dance at 8. And also for Steel Magnolias, that production's at 7 o'clock, not 7:30, 7 o'clock, on Thursday night and Friday night, and then a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday, and then it continues the following weekend all the way through the 25th. Steel Magnolias, the number to call at the Center for the Arts, 904-ARTS, 904-ARTS. Well, again, we have had a ball visiting with you today, and I look forward to tomorrow's visit. Until then, keep that smile on your face. I tell you, it's just such a beautiful day. Let's go out and enjoy it.
Acting that way, I didn't really mean to make you cry.